Our morning show continues on WRCO, WRCE. He wandered in the studio through the rain today. Jerry Bauer, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine, Phil. Thank you for inviting me to do this show this morning.
It's a lovely rain. That kind of transitions into to what we want to talk about, gardening here.
That's right. Yeah, this is the annual Plant for the Pantry appeal. And as I was driving in this morning, I was thinking about this rain is timely. We really need it because, as everybody knows, we've been at a high fire risk, and the ground has been awfully dry, and so it's beginning to regain some of that moisture. And I was noticing also when I was surfing on the internet that Jerry Apps had an article once that said, "Don't curse the rain." And I was thinking, well, that's probably the truth, that you shouldn't be angry about it, because it's one of the necessary ingredients of getting food. And I'm appealing on behalf of the pantry for people to think about planting an extra row, or even just two or three seeds, and bringing the excess produce to the pantry when it's ripe, of course.
How did it go last year?
It went very well. We had usually at least a couple hundred pounds of produce each week for the pantry to distribute, and the clients really appreciate it, and they remark on it that, boy, this is some good produce that we're getting here.
They know where it comes from.
Yes,
right?
Yes, they do.
It's not chipped in from a long ways away or anything?
No, it's not, and a second harvest does not have a great deal of produce for us in the summertime. It seems like they have more during the winter, and I don't know what is the cause of that, but if it comes in the door, we try to send it out the other door that afternoon.
You mentioned as we came in this morning, you're starting to see a few little things starting to pop through the ground, aren't
That's
you?
That's right. I was clearing off the old asparagus canes and noticed that a few of the roots are changing color and getting ready to go, and this rain will help that.
Might get a little nip of frost this weekend, but
oh boy,
not uncommon for this time of year.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And being by the river sometimes helps a little bit with that.
When do you start accepting produce? Because people could have some early things in now.
Sure. Anytime. And they can bring it on a Wednesday. That's the only day that we operate the pantry. But bring it on a Wednesday and anytime after 9 o'clock, and hopefully before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So in case they need to do some processing to get it ready to hand out to the clients, that they've got time to do that before the pantry distribution begins at 4 o'clock.
Does it need to be washed up, or do you kind of take care of that?
We can take care of that. Of course, we appreciate it if people wash it up ahead of time, because, well, it saves us time, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. What's the most popular thing as far as the produce is
concerned?
Well,
I would say tomatoes and cucumbers, and then in the fall, apples, and sometimes some pears and things of that, some fruits that are coming ripe.
Good stuff. Now, for instance, I don't like beets, so I'd probably donate those.
Oh, I don't know. Well, okay, that's fine. Yep.
Whatever you want to donate. Right?
That's right. Yes, if you can grow it, I think some of our clients will eat it, and so we will distribute it. That's what we're in the business of doing.
Yeah, that's great. So we hope a lot of people will do that. And you know, Jerry, it doesn't really take that much, as you mentioned, just another few rows or hills.
That's right.
That'll do it. Absolutely. Well, give me a little update, if you would, on the food pantry and how it's been going lately.
Okay, I've got a comparison between 2023 and 2022, and numbers for 2023 became available just the very first part of this week. We finally got all of the information in that we needed, because, of course, there are always overlaps as you come into the new year. And so, for example, in 2022, the number of families, the number of cars that we served, 2,555. And then in 2023, Number of families or cars that we served, 3,475. And that's a 36% increase over 2022. And then in 2024, I have the numbers just from January through March, and that's 949. So it looks like it's going to be 2024 is going to be a little bit higher than 2023. And that's been something that's been going on. The greatest time that we noticed that happening was between 2020 and today, quite frankly. As you know, in March of 2020, the government closed the whole economy down. And the rule was is that if you were 60 and over, why, you should stay home and stay at least 6 feet away from everybody. And well, we all managed to buckle through that, and here we are. But we were, in the days B.C., before COVID, we were serving about 50 families per week. And now we're serving somewhere in the 80 families per week. And we had a week a few weeks ago. I'm getting weak. and we had 102 cars that day. And so the people that volunteer at the pantry really do work. You got to be on your feet, and you got to be moving, and you got to be lifting, and it's I can't say too many thanks to the volunteers, because they're just fantastic. And if they have to be away, they feel badly about that, but they always let somebody know that they're not going to be there. They usually try to find somebody to come in and take their place, as it were, so that we're not shorthanded. And so on a Wednesday, by 9 o'clock, we've got at least a half a dozen people, maybe more, at the Lighthouse Chapel, and we're beginning to get going. And by the time you get to noon, we probably have about 15 people there working on setting up the tables, getting the carts ready to come out in the afternoon.
I wonder how you do it all logistically, Jerry, because, you know, you're planning for 50, and then all of a sudden you double that, 102 show up. How are you prepared for that kind of increase?
Well, we do have a storage area at the Lighthouse Chapel, and so we do have supplies on the shelf. And so if that happens, people who come after you hit the crest might not get everything that the people early on got, but usually we're able to muckle through we sure try to take care of everybody. And then remember also that on the third Thursday of the month, we also staff the mobile pantry out at the fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you do that. So you're busy 2 days a week then, aren't you?
That's right, yep.
Yeah, that's incredible. You talked about the increase. Why do you think that is? Any idea why it numbers continue to go up?
Inflation has hurt everybody. It's hurt us too. I mean, our costs are going up with everybody else's costs, and so we've noted that in our reports at the board meetings that we're spending more totally on food than we had in the past. Percentage wise, probably not. People might be interested to learn that we spend 90% of our resources on securing food, and Second Harvest is our greatest supplier. They do a great job, and they also provide us with quite a few free things as well, that they get things in that it's simply more than they can use, and sometimes it's more than they can store, and they have to get it out in a hurry. We have half a dozen appliances at the Lighthouse Chapel, freezers and refrigerators, and so we maintain those, and we can handle some frozen food. The Richland Locker has been a great help to us and continues to be in letting us store things in their freezers when we get overloaded, which we do periodically. We had somebody this last week that gave us over 100 pounds of ground beef for hamburger.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is, yeah. It is. But you think about that and you, okay, so that's 100 packages, 1 pound packages of ground beef, and we're serving 90 some people. In a week, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wondered how much you actually purchased and how much was yeah. donated, and I guess yes. it varies a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It depends. We also get commodities from the U.S. Department of Agriculture as well, and we get one delivery a month. And then sometimes it, too, will get a windfall of some commodity, and so then a special announcement will come out to all the food pantries that Second Harvest serves, and they'll say, we're getting this and this and this and this, and let us know how many cases you want or how many pounds, depending on what it is.
I know locally there have been some businesses collecting cereal. I know Julie Karen State
That's
Farm,
right.
they
yes.
were doing that.
Yes, State Farm has done a great job for us, and the Shopping News has been doing a great job even longer. And so we do a pickup every week. A couple of the guys take their truck and go to the Shopping News and to State Farm and pick up those produces. We also pick up things from Walmart as well. And we've got some others that periodically come on and let us know.
That's convenient for people that might not be able to make it out to the Lighthouse Chapel or whatever.
That's yeah. right. And an individual who doesn't have their own transportation can still secure food. And you can do that by finding a neighbor or perhaps a family member to come to the pantry for you. And what you need to do is just simply write a note and say, I'm authorizing, you know, John Smith to pick up food for me today. Sign your name to it, and we will check that person in, and we will give them the food that will end up at your house.
So talk about the differences between what you do on Wednesday and then what's done at Fellowship on Thursday.
Well, the major difference is that Wednesday is a full-fledged pantry distribution, and so it takes us all day to get set up for it. The mobile pantry, which is coming up next Thursday, comes out on a semi from Second Harvest, and it's already packaged, essentially. And so what they do at the Fellowship is simply get it off of the semi and get it into people's cars and send them on their way. I have to be truthful and say that I have not been to a distribution, either at the Fellowship or at the Lighthouse Chapel, since March of 2020. I've just been cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And so far it's worked. I did get COVID early on, and it was not too bad because I had just gotten the shots. And so things have worked out, and I've not had a recurrence. And
that's awesome. But you're helping out in a lot of other ways.
We hope so. We have a small group of people, four of us, that come in on Wednesday morning, and we do repackaging. And then what is sort of a mindless job, but we open up a lot of bags, and we ask them, how many bags do you need? And they tell us every week, 500 to 600. And so, of course, we have to buy supplies, and so we have some of those business expenses, so to speak.
So you go out and buy paper bags then?
No, they're plastic bags, and mm-hmm. we have suppliers that are for food pantries specifically, and so somebody keeps track of the inventory, buys additional ones when we're getting low on them. And we've got three different sizes, depending on what the product is that we're putting in there. So, for example, wieners that we get come in double-wrapped plastic bags, and about 40 pounds in a bag. Well, they're frozen, and you can't give 40 pounds of hot dogs to one family. And so we set up and we repackaged those, and we put 8 hot dogs in a bag, in a plastic bag, and out it goes to the client. Why 8 hot dogs? Because that's the number of buns they get in the package of buns that they get.
Okay. Interesting. We wanted to mention here, I guess the mobile food pantry is today, not next week.
Oh, okay.
It's today.
Yeah, Jerry's off the queue here again.
Okay.
That happens to you when you get old. So at least that's my excuse.
Yeah, right. Well, we appreciate whoever listened and put
yes,
that into us.
That's a good thing that they did that.
We stand corrected.
So. Yes, and I will probably get teased next Wednesday.
You know, and you talk about buying bags and supplies, but you also have to, if you have those freezers there, you got to help with the light bill. So
that's right. Yes, we make a payment to the Lighthouse Chapel each month to help defray some of the energy expenses. And there's some additional cleaning, of course. On a day like today, you get some people tracking in and out, and the floor needs to be scrubbed by the time you're out of there in the evening.
Mm-hmm. So you got to do some cleanup afterwards, and
yes, we do some, but the Lighthouse Chapel takes care of the heavy stuff, and that's all part of that payment that we make.
I know you have a nice board of people on there. Anybody or the
yes,
board you'd like
yeah,
to recognize
there
ten, here?
There are 10 of us all together, and we get along well.
Uh huh. Are you the head?
I'm
guy?
I'm the president of the board of directors. And I think that just means I get to answer the phone most of the time.
Well, always good to have you in here, and I know that you know there's such a need in the community. People, monetary donations are certainly accepted, aren't they?
Yes, in fact, we can leverage monetary donations quite well. Second Harvest charges the minimum of what they need to recover their costs and their handling and whatnot, and we can get from Second Harvest then for every dollar that we get donated, we can get between 5 and 6 pounds of food, and so we do that regularly, and I was adding up some of the numbers this morning, and we send out each Wednesday afternoon at least 3,000 pounds of food.
Incredible.
Well, as our annual report will indicate, the average cart has about 40 pounds of food in it by the time it goes out the door.
And it's a complete meal and
yes,
and then some.
We try to plan that, and that's where the produce comes in. The plant for the pantry is that, you know, those fresh things are the best for you when they're fresh, and so we're hoping that people will help us out.
Won't be long, and I know you're not as involved anymore, but you'll be opening up the Aiky School again.
Oh, yes, but Mr. Thede is in charge of that now.
Yeah, he's the big head honcho there.
Oh, yes, he's doing a great job.
Yeah, that history is still alive, and I know they're looking to expand a little bit this year and do
yes,
some other things.
Yeah, and Ken came up with an idea for one room school calendar, and he sold out the first printing, and I don't know, he may have it by now, but he was working on securing a second printing, and that was just surprised him, I guess, and surprised the rest of us as well.
It's a nice calendar. So maybe next year they'll do like the former educators 12-month calendar. You can pose, and Gene Burkett can pose.
Okay, there we go.
In the summer swimsuit or whatever the case might be. So.
Oh, we don't want to scare people.
Great idea for next year. So anything else you'd like to add, Jerry, in terms of planting for the pantry? Or
I think we've sort of gone over the landscape here, and I would just say that Richland Community Food Pantry is a totally volunteer activity. It has no paid employees whatsoever, and we depend entirely on the community to supply us with the funds that we need. We were fortunate enough to set aside a small rainy day fund during the pandemic, and we're still counting on that to cover some of our increased expenses, as you mentioned before, that if you have a 36% increase in the number of people that you're serving, you're going to have some increases in your expenses along the way.
Yeah, unfortunately, things probably aren't going down anytime soon either.
No, it does not look like it.
And gas prices affect a lot of that, too.
Correct.
So. Yeah. I have a list here, in fact, of the board of directors. Maybe we should mention them. You have people from all walks of life.
Yes, we do.
Including Evelyn Faulkner, Rhonda Marish, and David May, Monsignor Roger Shekel, John Madden, Roxanne Klubertanz, along with Larry Engel, David Fry, and Linda Danforth. So, yes. Good group there.
Yes, it is. It's a hard-working group, and some of them are there on Wednesday, and some of them just come to the board meetings. Depends on what their personal situation is. A lot of us are retired, but some of our members, board members, are still gainfully employed, and they need to take care of that first.
You bet. So people can start bringing the fruits of their gardens in any Wednesday, then, it sounds like. What time can they do that, Jerry?
That is correct. And we thank you in advance, and we'll try to thank you afterwards as well.
What time do you open up there for people to bring food in?
On a Wednesday, always, and any time after 9 o'clock.
After 9.
Yeah, they should go to the back door, because we keep the front door locked. Otherwise, we've got people wandering in and getting in the way.
Uh-huh. And then getting ready for the food. And what time does the distribution start?
The distribution starts at 4 o'clock, and it goes until 5:30. And at that 5:30 mark, if there are more cars in line than they can serve before 5:30, whoever's in line gets food that day.
And again, the mobile food pantry is today, so
right.
Be aware of that. Jerry, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you very much, Phil.
You bet. Jerry Bauer joining us on this portion of the morning show.